No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 13th day of August. Welcome, everyone. This music just makes me so happy. It's so good to be here with you on this 13th day. Wow, how did we get close to the middle of August? How does this keep happening, people? I guess we keep eating, sleeping, drinking water, waking up, and putting one foot forward, which is the only way to go. We can look back for reference as long as we don't set up a residency there. Where we reside is this present moment. We look forward, where we're going, onward, ahead, where mercies are new every day, and sorrow and regret are left behind, and mercy, as we repent, as we turn, mercy is given to us, and that takes our shame and our sorrow, and it makes us new. New again, and even again. Today we're going to continue in our reading in the book of Jeremiah. We're reading chapters 23 through 25. I am standing for the word of God and its reading. This week we are reading the Christian Standard Bible, Jeremiah chapter 23. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture. This is the Lord's declaration. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says about the shepherds who tend my people. You have scattered my flock, banished them, and have not attended to them. I am about to attend to you because of your evil acts. This is the Lord's declaration. I will gather the remnant of my flock from all the lands where I have banished them, and I will return them to their grazing land. They will become fruitful and numerous. I will raise up shepherds over them who will tend them. They will no longer be afraid or discouraged, nor will any be missing. This is the Lord's declaration. Look, the days are coming. This is the Lord's declaration. When I will raise up a righteous branch for David, he will reign wisely as king and administer justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. This is the name he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. Look, the days are coming, the Lord's declaration, when it will no longer be said, as the Lord lives who brought the Israelites from the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives, who brought and led the descendants of the house of Israel from the land of the north and from all the other countries where I had banished them, they will dwell once more in their own land. Concerning the prophets, my heart is broken within me, and all my bones tremble. I have become like a drunkard, like a man overcome by wine because of the Lord, because of his holy words. For the land is full of adulterers. The land mourns because of the curse, and the grazing lands in the wilderness have dried up. Their way of life has become evil, and their power is not rightly used, because both prophet and priest are ungodly. Even in my house I have found their evil. This is the Lord's declaration. Therefore, their way will seem like slippery paths in the gloom. They will be driven away and fall down there, for I will bring disaster on them, the year of their punishment. This is the Lord's declaration. Among the prophets of Samaria, I saw something disgusting. They prophesied by Baal and led my people Israel astray. Among the prophets of Jerusalem also, I saw a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen the hands of evildoers, and none turns his back on evil. They are all like Sodom to me. Jerusalem's residents are like Gomorrah. Therefore, this is what the Lord of armies says concerning the prophets. I am about to feed them wormwood and give them poisoned water to drink. For from the prophets of Jerusalem, ungodliness has spread throughout the land. This is what the Lord of armies says. Do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They are deluding you. They speak visions from their own minds, not from the Lord's mouth. They keep on saying to those who despise me, "The Lord has spoken, you will have peace." They have said to everyone who follows the stubbornness of his heart, "No harm will come to you." For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord to see and hear his word? Who has paid attention to his word and obeyed? Look, a storm from the Lord. Wrath has gone out, a whirling storm. It will whirl about the heads of the wicked. The Lord's anger will not turn away until he has completely fulfilled the purposes of his heart. In time to come, you will understand it clearly. I did not send out these prophets, yet they ran. I did not speak to them, yet they prophesied. If they had really stood in my counsel, they would have enabled my people to hear my words and would have turned them from their evil ways and their evil deeds. Am I a God who is only near? This is the Lord's declaration, and not a God who is far away. Can a person hide in secret places where I cannot see him? The Lord's declaration. Do I not fill the heavens and the earth? The Lord's declaration. I have heard what the prophets who prophesy a lie in my name have said. I had a dream. How long will this continue in the minds of the prophets prophesying lies, prophets of the deceit of their own minds? Through their dreams that they tell one another, they plan to cause my people to forget my name as their ancestors forgot my name through Baal worship. The prophet who has only a dream should recount the dream, but the one who has my word should speak my word truthfully. For what is straw compared to grain? This is the Lord's declaration. Is not my word like fire? This is the Lord's declaration. And like a hammer that pulverizes rock? Therefore, take note. I am against the prophets, the Lord's declaration, who steal my words from each other. I am against the prophets, the Lord's declaration, who use their own tongues to make a declaration. I am against those who prophesy false dreams, the Lord's declaration, telling them and leading my people astray with their reckless lies. It was not I who sent or commanded them, and they are of no benefit at all to these people. This is the Lord's declaration. Now, when these people or a prophet or a priest asks you, "What is the burden of the Lord?" you will respond to them, "What is the burden? I will throw you away." This is the Lord's declaration. As for the prophet, priest, or people who say, "The burden of the Lord," I will punish that man and his household. This is what each man is to say to his friend and to his brother. What has the Lord answered? Or what has the Lord spoken? But no longer refer to the burden of the Lord. For each man's word becomes his burden, and you pervert the words of the living God, the Lord of armies, our God. Say to the prophet, "What has the Lord answered you?" Or "What has the Lord spoken?" But if you say, "The burden of the Lord," then this is what the Lord says. Because you have said, "The burden of the Lord," and I specifically told you not to say, "The burden of the Lord," I will surely forget you. I will throw you away from my presence, both you and the city that I gave you and your ancestors. I will bring on you everlasting disgrace and humiliation that will never be forgotten. After King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had deported Jeconiah, son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, the officials of Judah, and the craftsmen and metalsmiths from Jerusalem, and had brought them to Babylon, the Lord showed me two baskets of figs placed in front of the temple of the Lord. One basket contained very good figs, like early figs, but the other basket contained very bad figs, so bad they were inedible. The Lord said to me, "What do you see, Jeremiah?" I said, "Figs. The good figs are very good, but the bad figs are extremely bad, so bad they are inedible." The word of the Lord came to me. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Like these good figs, so I regard as good the exiles from Judah I sent away from this place to the land of the Chaldeans. I will keep my eyes on them for their good and will return them to this land. I will build them up and not demolish them. I will plant them and not uproot them. I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord. They will be my people, and I will be their God, because they will return to me with all their heart. But as for the bad figs, so bad they are inedible, this is what the Lord says. In this way, I will deal with King Zedekiah of Judah, his officials, and the remnant of Jerusalem. Those remaining in this land or living in the land of Egypt, I will make them an object of horror and a disaster to all the kingdoms of the earth, an example for disgrace, scorn, ridicule, and cursing wherever I have banished them. I will send the sword, famine, and plague against them until they have perished from the land I gave to them and their ancestors. This is the word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, which was the first year of King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. The prophet Jeremiah spoke concerning all the people of Judah and all the residents of Jerusalem as follows. From the 13th year of Josiah, son of Amon, king of Judah, until this very day, 23 years, the word of the Lord has come to me, and I have spoken to you time and time again, but you have not obeyed. The Lord sent all his servants, the prophets, to you time and time again, but you have not obeyed or even paid attention. He announced, "Turn, each of you, from your evil way of life and from your evil deeds. Live in the land the Lord gave to you and your ancestors long ago and forever. Do not follow other gods to serve them and to bow and worship to them, and do not anger me by the work of your hands. Then I will do you no harm. But you have not obeyed me." This is the Lord's declaration. With the result that you have angered me by the work of your hands and brought disaster on yourselves. Therefore, this is what the Lord of armies says. Because you have not obeyed my words, I am going to send for all the families of the north. This is the Lord's declaration. And send for my servant Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and I will bring them against this land, against its residents, and against all these surrounding nations. And I will completely destroy them and make them an example of horror and scorn and ruins forever. I will eliminate the sound of joy and gladness from them, the voice of the groom and the bride, the sound of the millstones and the light of the lamp. This whole land will become a desolate ruin, and these nations will serve the king of Babylon for 70 years. When the 70 years are completed, I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation. This is the Lord's declaration. The land of the Chaldeans for their iniquity, and I will make it a ruin forever. I will bring on that land all my words I have spoken against it, all that is written in this book that Jeremiah prophesied against all the nations. For many nations and great kings will enslave them, and I will repay them according to their deeds and the work of their hands. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, said to me. Take this cup of the wine of wrath from my hand, and make all the nations to whom I am sending you drink from it. They will drink, stagger, and go out of their minds because of the sword I am sending among them. So I took the cup from the Lord's hand and made all the nations to whom the Lord sent me to drink from it. Jerusalem and other cities of Judah, its kings and its officials, to make them a desolate ruin, an example for scorn and cursing, as it is today. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, his officers, his leaders, all his people, and all the mixed peoples, all the kings of the land of Uz, all the kings of the land of the Philistines, Ashkelon, Gaza, Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, Edom, Moab, and the Ammonites, all the kings of Tyre, all the kings of Sidon, and the kings of the coasts and islands, Dedan, Tema, Buz, and all those who clip the hair on their temples, all the kings of Arabia, and all the kings of the mixed peoples who have settled in the desert, all the kings of Zimri, all the kings of Zimri, all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of Media, all the kings of the north, both near and far from one another, that is, all the kingdoms of the world throughout the earth. Finally, the king of Shishak will drink after them. Then you are to say to them, this is what the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, says, drink, get drunk, and vomit. Fall down and never get up again, as a result of the sword I am sending among you. If they refuse to accept the cup from your hand and drink, you are to say to them, this is what the Lord of armies says, you must drink, for I am already bringing disaster on the city that bears my name. So how could you possibly go unpunished? You will not go unpunished, for I am summoning a sword against all the inhabitants of the earth. This is the declaration of the Lord of armies. As for you, you are to prophesy all these things to them and say to them, the Lord roars from on high. He makes his voice heard from his holy dwelling. He roars loudly over his grazing land. He calls out with a shout, like those who tread grapes, against all the inhabitants of the earth. The tumult reaches to the ends of the earth because the Lord brings a case against the nations. He enters into judgment with all humanity. As for the wicked, he hands them over to the sword. This is the Lord's declaration. This is what the Lord of armies says. Pay attention. Disaster spreads from nation to nation. A huge storm is stirred up from the ends of the earth. Those slain by the Lord on that day will be scattered from one end of the earth to the other. They will not be mourned, gathered, or buried. They will be like manure on the soil's surface. Wail, you shepherds, and cry out. Roll in the dust, you leaders of the flock, because the days of your slaughter have come. You will fall and become shattered like a precious vase. Flight will be impossible for the shepherds, and escape for the leaders of the flock. Hear the sound of the shepherd's cry, the wail of the leaders of the flock, for the Lord is destroying their pasture. Peaceful grazing land will become lifeless because of the Lord's burning anger. He has left his den like a lion, for their land has become a desolation, because of the sword of the oppressor. because of his burning anger. Let's look at a few important things from today's reading. Chapter 23, verses 5 and 6. We hear the prophetic word come forward of a new king, a righteous branch for David. He will reign wisely as king and administer justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell securely. This is the name he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. Hold on to that little piece. We're going to talk about that in a future time, of what the expectation of the people of Israel waiting to be restored, what their expectation of that king would be like. It's a really important piece. But for now, we acknowledge that there is another prophecy set forward of who will come and rule one day. Let's also note the very harsh wording that God has through the prophet Jeremiah for those that are falsely prophetic, those that speak from their own mind and not from the Lord's mouth. Now, does this mean that we take this literally and look at every person that prophetically speaks forward about peace and having peace is speaking in their own accord? No, we see consistently throughout the Word of God that prophetic words actually have to be discerned. We can match them up now with the Word of God. And then we watch and see if they take place. And if they don't, it was very clear in Deuteronomy, they speak in their own accord and they do not speak on behalf of God. But plenty of people speaking on behalf of God, calling it the word of God from God. And God ever so clearly calls these lies. May we be ever so careful to speak the word of the Lord for the Lord that is not the word from God. There are so many scriptures that we have already read this year that start just matching up and making sense. Do not bear false witness against your neighbor. If it's hearsay, don't spread it. The power of life and death is in the tongue, from Proverbs. We can speak death, we can speak life. We can speak lies, we can speak truth. We can speak our feelings, or we can speak fact. But does it line up with the Word of God? Do we know the Word of God, or did we hear a really good message that makes us feel really good, and we know that that is for somebody? And we know who that somebody is, and that somebody needs to hear it. And maybe it's a good word, but maybe it's not God's word. And good words are good, but they're not good when we speak for God and they oppose God's word. The last piece I want to comment on today is chapter 25, verses 15 and 16. We're just going to make a little note right here. We're going to reference this, and then we're going to see the fulfillment of these words in the New Testament. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, said to me. Take this cup of the wine of wrath from my hand and make all the nations to whom I am sending you drink from it. They will drink, stagger, and go out of their minds because of the sword I am sending among them. And then, jumping down to verse 28, if they refuse to accept the cup from your hand and drink, you are to say to them, this is what the Lord of armies says, you must drink. for I am already bringing disaster on the city that bears my name. So how could you possibly go unpunished? You will not go unpunished, for I am summoning a sword against all the inhabitants of the earth. This is the declaration of the Lord of armies. The people of Israel, God's chosen people, have defiled his name so greatly, so tremendously, that we're listening to prophecy after prophecy, prophet after prophet, to remind the people. I mean, these are prophecies of what will come in the future, but these are also reminders of what God has spoken will happen if they do not repent and turn. His own people, in the place that God promised them, they have defiled his name, corrupted the covenant so greatly that God is just keeping his word. He's doing what he said he would as a good and faithful and loving father would do. But we're going to hold on to this language of the cup until the New Testament. There's some really beautiful things, some parallels that we will put together not too far down the road. So Jesus, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your word. We thank you, God, that you do not contradict your word. We thank you, God, that you are truth. You're not a variation of truth, or you're not a one-sided truth. You are truth. And may we love truth more than we love our opinion, more than we love information, more than we love popular opinion. May we be doers, hearers, doers, seers, doers of your truth, and not turn our head and look in the opposite direction, because it is not what the majority are speaking and preaching and talking about. May we speak truth and life. Thank you that you are truth and life. And I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that is the free app. Take a look around, download it, send it to a friend. Don't go through it alone. You certainly don't have to. There is a big, beautiful global campfire here already. If you would like to make a friend within that community, check out the website. Check out the community section, the resources, the shop, lots to do around the main pad, the main homepage, the main landing, the home base, Daily Audio Bible. Check it out. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much. To each and every one of you, we could not do this without you. We're really, really grateful. We don't have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or if you're utilizing the mobile app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner. And lastly, look for the give icon on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. That is the number for chronological. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line, or once again, you can utilize the app. Hit the red circle prayer hotline button up at the top midsection. When you are finished, hit submit, turn the wheel to chronological, and it will get to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. I love you, each and every one of you all. I love this community. I love the Word of God. God, I love you wholeheartedly. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hi, the AB Chronological family. This is Mary from North Carolina. I just got through listening to August 4th devotional, as well as Brian and Jill's part two, the suffering. And I just had to call and say, I responded to the first part. This is my response to the second part. Just how much this is so on time for me. Ever since God told me to embrace suffering 3 years ago, I didn't know what I was stepping into, because it just seemed like I entered into a crucible. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong, and could possibly go wrong did, including losing family, friends, and everything and everyone that I was familiar with. And at times I didn't have anything but DAB, because I even had to walk away from the church home that I had been at for years. But he had to do that to get me on the other side of the wilderness finally, that I had literally walked in for 40 years, and heal all of those places and wounds. And I really got to know him as the good father, the good shepherd, and a friend who never leaves. So I just wanted to just thank Jill and Brian for being so vulnerable and upfront with their walk, because it's like a catharsis for me, a coming full circle, and even expecting that I know I won't, and coming to terms that I won't be going back to things like Job, but God is going to give me a new beginning. And I have to look forward to that, because nothing is going to be the same in my life like it was. And so that just is so encouraging. And it just gives me the wings beneath my wings that I need to keep carrying on. Thank you, Jill and Brian. And thank you, Lord. Have a good day, everybody.
Hi, guys. It's Kate Cullian. I have a quick prayer request for myself. I have something going on with my ears where all noises are really loud and echoey. I had this about 20 years ago, and it was awful then, and I'm just asking for prayer that the Lord would relieve me of it sooner than later this time. It's pretty life-altering. I just heard Teresa call in and ask for prayer about her relationship with the Lord and what she feels that she has to alter. Father, I just ask you to give Teresa wisdom. Make things very clear to her, what you want from her. Not what others want, but what you expect, what you want, what you command. And give her peace as she follows through, because change is not easy. Be with her, be her strength. Fill her every day with exactly what she needs to do another day forward. I ask this in your precious son's name. Amen.
Hi, this is Pure Heart from Tennessee, and I wanted to pray with Nancy about her niece, Amy, that's 42 and has brain cancer. Father God, Lord, we lift up Amy right now. We know that you know all about her. You know about what she's going through, and you know her ending, Father God. And your word says that in Jeremiah that you know the plans that you have for us. Plans for good and not of evil, to give us hope and a future and an expected end. So, Father God, we lift up Amy, and we're asking you to give her a hope and a future with her young daughters, Father God. Lord, I thank you that healing is already ours. On the cross, Father God, you said that by your stripes we are healed. And we just thank you for the blood. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over Amy, over her situation, over her family, over the doctors, Father God. And I thank you that because of the blood, no enemy in hell has power over Amy. And so that spirit of cancer has to go and dissipate in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now that by your stripes she's healed. And I pray a special blessing over her family, that they'll continue to have the strength to care for her and her little ones. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen.
Please pray with me for the fire to go out around Arroyo Grande, California. It's called the Gifford Fire. It is the largest of the year so far. We pray for safety of firefighters, citizens, animals, and homes. May the fire be put out soon in Jesus' name.